Catholic Bishop, Democrats have become the party of infanticide. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 6, 2019. The Bishop of Knoxville, Tennessee, slammed Democrats as the party of infanticide Tuesday for their blocking of anti-infanticide legislation in the Senate. Bishop Rick Sticca tweeted out congratulations to President Donald Trump for his words regarding the slaughter of babies in the womb in Tuesday's State of the Union address, adding that the response of the Democrats demonstrates that they are the party of infanticide. History will one day see them like the Democrats of the Civil War era who believed slaves were not human, the bishop added. In a separate tweet, Bishop Sticca clarified that he is not a full supporter of the president. But when he attacks the party of infanticide and the slaughter of babies not yet born, I say thank you. On Monday, Senator Patty Murray, Dem, W.E., blocked the vote on a bill that would protect babies who survive an abortion attempt from being killed. That Senate Democrats would block a bill to protect a baby who survives an abortion speaks volumes, said Senator Marco Rubio. Supporting a newborn's right to life should not be a partisan issue. Unfortunately, Senate Democrats, like their colleagues in Virginia and New York, seem to have no issue publicly supporting legal infanticide, Rubio added. It is clear that, on the issue of life, extremism has become mainstream in the Democratic Party. In his State of the Union address Tuesday, Trump offered a powerful pro-life message while chastising the Democrats for recent legislation expanding abortion rights. There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days, Trump said. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments before birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and dreams with the world. And then, we had the case of the governor of Virginia where he basically stated he would execute a baby after birth, he said. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking the Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God, he concluded. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.